You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
phone booth hack,
big box, big gun,
stick up retirement,
kung fu grip.
Ooh, I got a kung fu grip.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm our guest,
Mr. Rob Pius.
It is me.
What's shaking, brother?
Well, we are recording on a Sunday night for a change.
That's right. It's because we wanted to go to church together, I believe.
No. It's Labor Day weekend here in Canada. Oh, okay. I'm sure in most parts of, I think, North America as well. And I know it's a holiday of some sorts overseas too. But so as it turns out, I don't have to work tomorrow and you don't have to work tomorrow. And it's like, hey, how about we record Sunday night like a normal podcast couple? Because those who aren't in the know, most podcasts are recorded on Sunday night when, you mean, the two podcasters get their family put to bed, and then they get to sneak off and do their show, right? But because
that's not what we do.
No, our work schedules are completely different. So normally I get home from work, throw food down my throat on a Monday, and you're off Monday. So we get together, we pod Monday after supper, and then I got to edit it real quick and I'm off to bed. So now I get to treat myself. I'm having a special, is it a generic brand caffeine-free cola, sugar-free cola? But with Crown Royal, so cheers.
Cola, a liter cola. Do we serve liter cola? Yes, because that's what the audience needs to hear. You know, people love hearing people eat and drink on the mic.
They do. Well, it's a rarity. Like I said, usually it's kids or babies
actually, drinking is okay if you do like one or two sipping sounds. Yes. Just never eat on the mic.
I won't even smack just to show what it's like. No, it's horrible.
Yeah. It's horrible, yeah.
Yeah, but so, yeah, so what's going on, man? Not too much. It's, again, a rare treat. I get to actually relax and record rather than feel like, oh my God, let's get it done. And what's been going on? Well, this weekend, I went to the Toronto Fan Expo yesterday.
Right. How did that go?
It was pretty cool. A lot of celebrities. I bought my wife a photo op with Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I believe he's referred to as
Daryl Dixon or something?
That guy, yes.
And again, I'm not trying to segregate our show. It's just I don't personally watch The Walking Dead. I know I boos and hisses, but
yeah, I'm obsessed with it. I watch it when it's playing every week, and then I watch also Fear. So yeah, I'm a big fan of the show. Norm Reedus is a really cool guy. He's shot here in Toronto a lot of times. For those who know him from Boondock Saints, that was filmed here. And my stunt double, Hermes was in that, and the second part.
Oh, cool.
Part two, yeah. So, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so she must have enjoyed that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I brought my 14-year-old, and she had a photo op with him as well. And just it's a fan expo. Normally, I go to the smaller ones, like the outskirts. Like I know in Southern Ontario, you know, like Hamilton, Niagara Falls, London, Ontario. The Toronto ones are so big, like, and especially on a Saturday, it was just crammed. So it's hard to enjoy everything because it's just a sea of humanity.
I think you prefer anything that's like any con that says dragon or wizard in front of it. So,
well, no. No, I'm not a dragon.
Well, here it's a... those are smaller cons.
Yes.
Compared to Fan Expo.
Yeah.
Comic-Con does come here, but it's nothing like Comic-Con in the U.S. It's a smaller version.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it's Fan Expo's the big one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was our the queen mother of all for Toronto, and it was cool. Like I got to meet, as most of you know, I do a lot of stuff for TalkStarWars.co.uk. I got a monthly show on there. It's all Star Wars stuff, but I got to meet a couple of the voices from one of the animated series and stuff like that. So a lot of cool for me. And I saw a panel, like a Star Wars Rebels panel. And, oh, just to kill time, because we got to wait around for my daughter and my wife to have their photo ops done, we went and see a panel with, who was the woman that played Jean Grey in all the X-Men movies?
She's from the Nether. Femke Jenkins?
Yes.
Femke?
Yeah, exactly. That's
Femke
her.
Femke Jensen, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't want to butcher her name. But we're like, oh, we got an hour to kill. And like, oh, hey, this panel's open. So we actually sat down and listened to her panel, and she was answering a whole lot of questions. And it was cool. It was just, it wasn't something I would have normally lined up for, or I didn't have to line up for, but it wasn't something I would normally, oh, I have to see this. But because it was right there, I'm like, oh, I'll check it out.
What was the panel?
It was just her answering questions about her career and what she's done and what she's going to be doing. And, you know, and it's just a lot of stuff like her X-Men days. And she did an appearance on Star Trek Next Generation way back in the day. And she's doing a lot of independent stuff now. And so, it was an interesting day. It was fun. But the one thing about the con, so what did I say? I went to looked at my wife. I said, what is it? A lot of the women here have to have maximum cleavage and maximum amount of butt cheek. And then my wife looks at me and goes, yes, and all the men are trying to cover their cleavage. It's such a weird dynamic, right? You mean, because it's, and they literally have signs now where it says, cosplay does not mean consent. Like, they have posters around the expo because guys are assholes. And they're
hey,
thinking,
nerds, stop touching the boobies, okay?
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Not for you.
Fuck. It's like you have to be told not to sexually assault a woman. You know, like, anyway, aside from that, yeah, it was cool. It was a good day.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So of all the famous people you met, which ones asked about me?
None.
Are you sure?
I'm quite positive.
I don't know if you're paying attention.
I was wearing a Roman Podcast shirt, and it was getting a few look downs. Like, what the fuck? Like, almost like it's like, sometimes just slight bits of recognition, but not like just kind of the head cock. Like, is that something I should know? I'm like, no, it's not.
And did you see any life size RTD2s? Like,
yes, I did. Yeah. There was a few of them rolling around as they do at cons, and yeah, it was one of those. It was just, you know, it was a con, but it was just like I said, a sea of humanity, and it was cool to go because, you know, it's just one of those things. You enjoy it when you're there, but then, of course, as you know, getting downtown Toronto and getting out of downtown Toronto, it's a whole mess. It's kind of,
it's a disaster when that stuff happens. I still say, well, when you know, in the future, I'd like to show up there dressed as one of the Halo characters,
right?
Because I know a couple guys who are 7 feet tall.
Yes,
and so I'd like for them to show up with me and be like Master Chief.
Master Chief.
You know, because Master Chief in the game is actually 7 feet tall.
Yes.
And, you know, so it'd be like perfect cosplay. I just have to show up with my buddies that are like huge. Because I know all the guys, the big guys, and like, whenever you get a casting call for big guys, they don't usually specify. So you end up with room with guys who are heavier, or all the bouncers in the city, or all the giants in the city.
Right.
So you get to know each other, you know? So yeah, I know a lot of guys who are 6'10 and 7 feet tall, and I'm like, well, yeah, you know what? I'm not much for cosplay most of the time, but I think this would warp people's minds.
Or,
so that would be fun.
Or I could do it with a bunch of little people.
Yeah.
Not the same effect, I'm sure.
But. No, I don't think it's going to be the same, but, you know, well, you could try.
Yes.
There'll definitely be an audience.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a cool day. I saw one woman that she got her picture with Norman Reedus, and she was literally like holding clutching the picture against her chest and just like almost hyperventilating, like literally trying to catch her breath, and her husband standing there behind her just like he's like dead in the eyes. It's like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I look at the woman, I'm honestly like, are you gonna be okay? Like, are you fine? Like, because she was pregnant, so I actually had a medical concern for her. She's like, oh, it'll just take a little while to get over this. Oh, my God. Oh, this is
Yeah, she gets a little too hysterical. She's like, and we're going to name our baby after you? His name's going to be Norman? And the husband's standing right there going, I thought we were going to name him George. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
I just changed my mind. You didn't.
Yeah.
Get in the car, Sarah. Get in the car.
Oh, boy. Either way, good time had by all. And that was the Fan Expo. What else we had this week? Oh, we had our fantasy football draft.
Oh, we did. Yes, that's right.
Because the NFL season starts this Thursday.
Now, how many guys do we have we have 8 people, right, in our league?
Yes, very small league, yeah.
And between all of us, we all got a letter grade based on how well we did.
Yes.
Okay, so now please tell the audience what letter grade you got.
I believe it's an A+. Or an A?
Yes, it was an A, yeah. But, okay. Same thing, whatever.
Yeah.
What did I get?
Below me, but not the lowest. What did you get?
Yeah, I got an A-.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so not quite as good, but still good.
Yeah. But between the two of us, actually, we got the best ranks in the entire league.
Yes, we do, yes.
Right? And what was funny is because when we were picking out our players afterwards, we were just kind of – there's a little section where we could chat to each other while we're doing our draft because we did it all online. And then, we're like, oh, my team's a shit show. Like, mine's a shit show, too. And then the grades come out, and we have the best ranked teams.
Yeah, because what the computer does, it just extrapolates from – it knows the schedule, and now it knows the schedule, who you're playing against, so it knows who has who on what team, and so they can extrapolate how many points. It's just all basically guesswork. And
I know how I could have got how I would have beat you. I know why I got an A-.
Why is that?
Because I went out of my way to draft Joey Bosa.
Right.
Where I could have got another defensive player who would have given me double the points. But yeah. I like Bosa, so I just throw him on my team because I like the guy. So I would have
classic mistake, but that's fine. Yeah.
Oh, and you know what? He was a holdout last year, and he's gonna be and when he started playing finally, when he finally signed his contract, he was killing it.
Yeah.
So you know what? That's fine. We'll see what happens with him this year. I'm willing to take a risk on players that have potential.
Yeah, well, what held me back was I was keeping an eye on the bye weeks because when you pick your players and you start seeing your roster fill up, you can see what week they have on a bye. And I was noticing that most of my players have week 8 off, which means I just forfeit that week. And I was missing out on a lot of players because they also share the same bye week. So I hope that doesn't haunt me where if I would have just taken the loss that one week where I'd have nobody playing – and then conquered from there. Well, we'll see. I mean,
Yep. You heard it here. Rob's players are bye. Moving on.
Well, when in Rome.
Yeah. Just gives you more options. That's all I'm saying.
And what else is going on? Oh, yes. Of course, the FYFC, the fifth cast, they're back. They had the summer off, so they're back at her. They just had an episode released. And it's good to see them back in action. And I joined their Pick'em and Fantasy Leagues. So we have representation in their fantasy. So we'll give you a little update on what's going on there, too. Because
That's enough football for now.
Yeah.
We'll definitely keep you up to date what's going on with that. No Dude Mountain this year, so we can't make fun of that.
No Dude Mountain, no. So, yeah, well, as far as the competition with other podcast, we just like to keep it cross promotion, let you know what they're doing, and they let you know what we're doing, so it's pretty cool. It's friendly, and hopefully it doesn't get too intense, but I'm sure we'll be fine.
Nice.
So other than that, your week, anything new and exciting other than the draft?
No, not really. I worked a long weekend. This weekend. I got tomorrow off, which is nice, but yeah, I worked some pretty long shifts this weekend, so
yeah.
I'm done. This is the best time of the week for me.
Yes.
It's the longest possible moment before I go back to work again.
Yes, so this is your Friday at 5 for the rest of the week.
Essentially that. So that's why I'm not wearing pants again. Mind you, when we record with Rob, I never wear pants.
No, of course not.
Because you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, yes. Why I have my Skype camera on, I have no idea.
Yeah. But I mean, the summer is pretty much winding down. We're getting into the fall. It's going to start getting colder.
Mm-hmm,
so, different stuff's going to start happening. Start heading out places. I've got my plans for myself personally, which I'm working on. Which I'll probably reveal in March or April.
Yes.
Other than that, I'm not going to bring it up. But,
cool. Do you have any stories for us?
I've got a couple stories for us. And there's one here that just I don't know. I'm looking at this, shaking my head, going, like, what year are we in?
Okay.
Quebec payphone robber sentenced to 16 months in prison.
Oh, my. Payphone.
Payphones. Okay, not only did he break into this. Listen to this story. A Montreal area man who broke into payphones 65 times over several months, made off with $6,000, has been sentenced to 16 months in prison. Now, first of all, why are these fucking payphones making so much bank? Is it in like a high drug dealer neighborhood? You know, like I don't. Is this like The Wire all of a sudden?
Yeah.
What kind of payphones are pulling in $6,000?
I don't know. Well, obviously, he's doing a string of them, but it's like, I don't see enough of them to make them.
Right. That's my point. Like, I even know where there's a few around, like, not too far from my place.
Right.
But you know what? Like, once in a while, you'll see one guy use it, and they're all set up for cards now, anyways.
Yep.
So it's like, well, who the fuck's pulling $6,000 out of, like, multiple machines?
Yes.
Anyway, so he was a local resident near the payphones. He was caught with the help of obviously our telecom here, the Bell Canada security team. What a crack team they are! Yes. Which installed a computer chip inside a number of the phones. She noted that they inserted in some of the which would be like basically like every time somebody made a call, it would send an alert.
Right.
Or anybody would like mess around with a box at all, it would send an alert to their team. And basically they called the cops, came out, and then they busted this dude. It's hilarious to me. It was harder to target. It's not a usual target because there are fewer and fewer telephone booths. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be a payoff too. Like it's like if I'm the Bell guy and I'm going around from payphone to payphone and open one up and it's empty, I'm like, I'm not surprised.
you know what I mean? He's got a history of this stuff.
Yeah,
he was detained before because he had a prior criminal record, including shoplifting as well as thefts from vending machines and coffee machines.
Yes,
police say damage was estimated total of all his stuff was $109,000.
Oh wow! Well, yeah, of course these things. If you do have a payphone, I'm sure they're quite, especially like you said, they're all rigged up with computer chips and whatnot, and you know, like. Yeah, I could see it.
That's including all the coffee machines. Like when he breaks into all these coin fed, you know, machines, the total was $109,000. Like that's like, what are you thinking?
Well,
mind you, this guy seems to be smart enough to figure out that he can pull bank out of these.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not like he was pulling $6,000 out of one phone and got caught. Like he's been doing it for a while. So
it's not like the, what do you call that? The airplane. Remember movie Airplane?
Yes.
You know, and they all rushed into the booths at the same time.
The
booths fell over. Yeah. For you youngins, watch that movie. Yes. That is a funny movie.
Well, just to show you how old I am, I remember, do you remember the Hanmer Mall? Of course.
Yes, of course.
Where we grew up. Yeah. It's just a little mall where we grew up, a little grocery store. There used to be a phone booth in front. And right in front of where the grocery is now, that phone booth, if you went inside and used the phone, you picked up the receiver and you undid the cap over top of the receiving end of the phone.
Yeah.
The part that goes towards your mouth. And you could take out the little mechanism and you could click it against a piece of steel on the phone booth itself. And then it would register a free call.
Yeah, we actually brought that up on the podcast before. But yeah, I know. What we also did in that same phone booth was when you would take a small tape recorder and you would record the touch tones.
Yeah.
Right? You would, just like the movie, I think it was with Matthew Broderick there, the War Games.
Oh, War Games, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so literally you would just play the tones.
Yes.
Pick up the phone and hit play and it would play, and it would dial the phone.
Yeah. Well, you know, without putting in the money. Yeah, like it's. I think that's the time too, because you got to remember when we were that age of mischief, like it was literally the 80s. So for us, it's like where the kids are just getting smart enough to figure this stuff out, but the hardware wasn't upgraded enough to prevent it.
Late 80s, early 90s. That's pretty much when that was happening.
Yeah,
and I remember that that specific spot.
Yes, yeah,
so very well. I was. Some guy threatened me. Said he wanted to fight me there, and I said, "Fine, I'll fight you." And then he showed up with four of his friends, and I'm like, "This is not happening.
This is not a fight. This is a beating, a savage beating."
They're like, "Well, what are you gonna do, huh?" Because, like I said, where I grew up, it wasn't about racial lines; it was about language.
Yeah, of course.
What language did you speak? Are you French or English? It's, "Oh, you're a French guy. We're gonna fight you." So, yeah, that was basically what happened at that right in front of that exact payphone.
Yeah, there you go. And as for me and my English brethren in where we're from, we're sorry. We didn't mean.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, that's all water under the bridge. Okay, so that's for the miracle on in Montreal.
Yes.
Of having money out of the payphones. He must have been like some sort of like telecom Jeebus or something, and he just kind of like waved his hands over and he got money out of these things.
Possibly.
Okay, let me see what else we have here. Oh, this is interesting. Yeah, you may relate to this, Rob.
Oh.
Boy has surgery to remove 26 magnets from his penis.
Oh. Who hasn't?
Oh, don't worry. It's not what you think. Oh. He was just curious. So you know those little those round magnets that make like a cube, and
yes. They're little like they're little ball bearings, but they're magnetized.
Yeah, they're okay. Exactly. They're called buckballs.
Yes.
Yeah. So there was a kid in China. He's 11 years old. Whose name? This is by coincidence. Pee-pee. His name is Pee-pee.
Okay, yeah.
P-I-P-I.
Yes.
Two separate words, but yes. Pee-pee put some magnets in his pee-pee.
Like, and, in his urethra? Like,
yeah, because he was curious. So he just started shoving them in his urethra.
Oh, I've been curious and put stuff places, but holy fuck, never there. Like,
yeah, right?
Right.
Like, here's a place to store stuff. No. Anyways, when he started urinating blood, he realized there may be a problem. Yes. So they took him to the hospital, and they took an X-ray. And you can see, of course, those magnets are so strong, they basically just looped together and started causing damage there.
Oh, no.
Up into his bladder. And then so part in his bladder, part in his urethra. So basically they had to go in and remove these. So, three-fifths of the space in his urethra was taken up. So he was still slowly able to pee if he had to, but I'm sure it was very painful.
Oh, my God.
That's why he was – yeah, exactly.
Well, that's you see the size of a kidney stone, and it's the size of a head of a pin. I can imagine, like, actual physical – oh, my God. It's horrible.
It's just like, all right, kid, don't move. This is going to be painful. And you just see the doctor just grab the kid's junk and stick a giant earth magnet underneath and just go and pull forward.
He gets out his speakers from his super awesome 80s stereo equipment.
Hang on, dude. I got to go to the mystery machine and get me a speaker.
Oh, my God. This is horrible. Uh-oh. Rut-row for sure.
Rut-row.
Like Zoink Scoob.
No, I mean Yoink. We're going to be yanking up you, dude.
Well, okay, I understand. But how would you get past the first one? Like, I understand being curious and wonder. And like,
yeah, because like, those who don't know, those in not in the know of the penis realm.
Yes. Those who don't have one.
Even though that there's a sexual fetish out there called urethral sounding, where you shove like steel bars in there. Yeah, but they're like polished chrome.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah, but apparently it's something that there's a fetish group that enjoys this. Oh. But that is not an easy thing. You have to train yourself to use that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what is going on with this kid, but he was just like, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, like, God, like even, you know, I mean, like everything you have to train yourself. Like even butt plugs are tapered. Like it's not like just a blunt object, like a thermos. Like fuck. You know, like it's just like, oh, maybe he's got a huge cock. Who knows? Maybe Pee-Pee's got a fucking huge wing wang.
That's why his name's not Pee-Pee. Maybe it's Pee-Pee.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Like, we have to perform surgery, so we're going to have to cut. No. No, I'm no. Sorry. We're going to have to. No. Yes.
Oh, my God. Who freed Willie? Oh, okay. What? So is the kid okay? Like.
Yeah. I think the. Let me read through here. Yeah. So the boy has been. Yeah, that's what it was. The boy has been kept home from school and will need about half a month to recover.
Yeah. Right. And of course, the
Wang explains that similar cases were common amongst children who were curious and getting to know their bodies.
Wow, Jesus Christ! Oh, fuck. You're just getting to know your body, and you're just mutilating yourself. Like,
Just
what the fuck?
It's just my problem is that what if this didn't cause a problem till later, right?
Yeah.
This is another shot the dog scenario.
Yeah, my God, I shot the dog. Yeah, like it's
BP, you're shooting all the chicken.
Pew! BB. Like, yeah. But you gotta understand. Okay, you're curious, but then like you have your junk out and you just happen to be playing with this, you know, those magnetic balls, and you just like what's the thought process? I don't see where the connection rolls.
I know it should be called a urethra moment, but the eureka moment where you go, yeah. Hey, what if this goes in here?
Oh, yeah, we've all, you know, like, I'm at your place. My Roman's toothbrush can fit up my arse. Well, what? Now I know. Anyway, no, but, you know, I just don't understand the how, oh, I wonder if this can go in here. It's mind-blowing. It's just, but, hey.
Well, this one's stuck. I better send another one in to go get it.
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he's on some,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on some, because obviously, well, how many did he get up there?
Let's see if I have the number. I think it was 26 or what? Something.
Well, fuck. Well, I had to start feeling good. Like, jeez.
Ribbed for your pleasure.
No kidding. Anyway, well, good luck to you, PB. And
yeah, with that many there, it's like your dick now comes with a grip.
Kung Fu grip.
Well, it is China, so PB's Kung Fu grip.
Awesome. All right. So good luck to PP, and we wish you all the best from the Roman Podcast. And of course, our Chinese listeners, if they can give us any inside information they have, any follow ups, we would appreciate it. We don't have a Chinese correspondent right now, so.
No, we don't. We don't have one yet. But PP, if you're looking for a job,
yeah, hey, we'll take you on. We got the UK one's taken. Rob Wade, thank you very much. Your job is not in jeopardy, but PP, hey, if you're looking for one, we can use one in China.
But we will be, Rob, we will be sending you 26 buck balls, and we want to see how creative you can get.
Wow, Rob's a big dude. He's quite tall. So he's actually taller than you are.
You better send him 52.
You know what they say about big hands and big feet, right? Big gloves, big boots.
That's right. Okay, I got a new story for you.
Okay.
So it's back to school, and, you know, sometimes it can get a little hectic when moms and daughters and sons, they go shopping.
Yes.
School supplies, and it's kind of like, I mean, obviously the battle of the Trapper Keepers. We remember the war of the Trapper Keepers, yes, right, when we were young?
Yes.
You know, like, so anyways, gun pulled in fight between back-to-school shoppers at Walmart in Michigan.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's not far from us.
Well, it's far enough.
Yeah.
A gun was pulled after a pair of women fought over the last notebook on a shelf at a Walmart in Michigan this week, according to the police. The detective told the Detroit Free Press that they had reviewed the footage on Monday because, of course, one of the employees or one of the shoppers, of course, recorded the whole thing.
Of course, right.
And I did see the video, and it was funny. They're, like, fighting each other, and then the Walmart employees just kind of looking at us going, like, I'm not getting involved. And then,
oh, yeah.
The one woman grabbed the daughter's hair and threw her to the ground.
Oh, what the fuck?
Right? And then, so the mother got back up because she had got knocked down, and she got back up, pulled the gun, and said, let go of my daughter. So it was for self-defense. But when she pulled that gun, the Walmart employee, you see him turn around, and his eyes get real big like saucers. He's like, oh, shit, I'm getting out of here.
Well, yeah, exactly. You work at Walmart. It's not worth dying over here. Like, oh, fuck this. Fuck you and your blue smock. I ain't fucking taking lead for this.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So, yeah, there we go. It was a recorder on a witness cell phone. They gave the information over. Let's see here. So the people involved were 46 and 32, a mother and daughter from, I won't say this city. Who cares what city? And one age 51 and 20. So it was like mother-daughter, and then kids. And so the two basically went shopping. There was one left. And so the daughter reached for it. The other woman grabbed her by the hair and went, bitch, that's mine.
Holy fuck.
And then the other mother stepped in and said, don't touch my daughter. And she just punched her in the face and went down. Then she pulled the daughter by the hair and she went down. So then when the mother got back up, pulled a gun and went, get her from my daughter, bitch.
Well, okay, I can see if there's an altercation.
Pulled a Ripley from Aliens there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Get away from her, you bitch.
Like, if I'm out shopping, like, my one daughter is starting high school on Tuesday. Now, if we're out this weekend and you mean shopping for school supplies or something, and somebody pulls my kid's hair, like I'm not, obviously, we don't carry guns, but I mean, if you did, and it got out of hand, of course you got it.
You're in the school supply section, so
yeah,
you shove a ruler up her ass, you know. Centimeters of here's 30.5 centimeters of justice.
Well, that's just it, and you don't like, you could have the most happy-go-lucky person in the world, but you start fucking with somebody's kid, and then you put a concealed weapon on them, like, fuck, you're just asking for a shitstorm, like, you know, like, fuck, like, well, come on, people, guns in Walmart, like, fuck, you know, and pulling, another person's kid's hair, or, like, it's just, what the fuck, like, come on, like, it's not that, a notebook is not that worth dying over, just like the dude saying, I'm fucking out of here, because his Walmart job is not worth dying over, like,
his eyes lit up, he's like, oh, shit.
Well, I hope everybody is well, and they don't, I mean, obviously, nobody, there, you know, I'm sure some egos were bruised, and some hair was lost, but no, nobody was shot, thankfully, so.
Yeah, exactly. So
don't bring guns to Walmart. Like, fuck.
Well, I think they need it. I mean, this is a Walmart in Detroit. I think. I think you absolutely need, you need the guns on the way. In fact, I think they give you guns on the way in.
Well, you can't.
Are you carrying any weapons? No.
We don't have an American correspondent, but we do have a lot of American listeners. So if one of them wants to let us know, I'm sure like you can buy ammo in Walmart down there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, guns and ammo, I believe.
Of course, yeah. So, hey.
Guns, ammo, and beer.
Oh, fuck. Perfect. Right on. We should
buy any of that stuff up here.
Yeah, like, but up north, it would go over like gangbusters, like where we're from. Like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'd be heaven. Awesome. So, all right. So, do you have another story kicking out, possibly?
I think this is the last one of the night here.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, I say night. Of course, I don't know when you're listening to this, folks, but it's night here now. Armed robbers hold up a bar where Baltimore County Police were holding a retirement party.
Fuck me.
The police response time was quicker than ever. The two men were arrested after police say they robbed a bar outside of Baltimore while off-duty officers were there for a police retirement party. Oh, man, to rob a place full of cops, you gotta be stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It just, well, not stupid, it just, like, what shitty, shitty luck.
Yeah. So the newspaper reports that the men allegedly demanded cash from the register at the bar while a group of officers gathered for a longtime sergeant's retirement. The officers chased and arrested the men. Now, the larger story said that they chased them down the road, down the street, and then they tackled them.
I'm sure they're hammered, so, you know, like, fuck, you gotta give them a couple blocks to get them.
That's right. So they, I think they were 21 and 22 years old, charged with armed robbery, theft, and other charges. They didn't have an attorney report, listed for this, for their court records, but
right.
It's like, you know, you'd figure they'd be like, hey, you're retiring. Why don't we give you this last arrest? But I'm sure he'd be like, I don't want to do the fucking paperwork.
Fuck no. No, absolutely not. That's a, like, fuck this. Like, it's funny. Like, it makes for a great story. But yeah, like, let the new guy handle it. Like, whoever's on duty.
I would be like, if this was my retirement, I'd be like, I'd have them sit in a booth with me and just have all the cops just kind of like, you know, sit down and be like, you tried to rob us, you idiots, instead of bringing them to the station and put them in the jail. Just have forced them to have sit there and watch the cops have a good time.
Yep. Thankfully, they were apprehended and everything, obviously took care of itself and nothing. It didn't get out of hand. Can you imagine that, having your retirement party after being on the force for 35 years and having things, a stray bullet gun you down, and you're like bleeding out on the floor going, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking kidding me? Like, how many years on the Baltimore police force, and at my retirement party I take one? You motherfuckers. Like, why?
Yeah, it's kind of like people get shot at a funeral, you know? It's just kind of like, really?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, or was that Lethal Weapon there? I only had 3 days left to retirement. I actually retired. I got my gold watch on, and I'm fucking got shot. Motherfucker.
This guy here, he's just like, it's like, are you sure you want to retire, man? I feel I've done enough. Yes. I think I've made this place a lot safer. Give me all the money.
Oh, fuck. I think I made a difference in this city. No, you didn't.
No. Just, you can ignore that.
Yeah, just ignore that last little bit. See, as the second I retire, place goes to shit. Fucking That's people right. get held up. Motherfuckers. Anyway, well, that's awesome. So, we should take care of a little housekeeping. Can you tell everybody where they can find us on the Twitters?
Yes, on the Twitters they can find us, and the Instagrams they can find us at Roman Podcast.
And yourself?
They can find me at Roman Citizens on Instagram, Snapchat, and all the special apps.
All the social medias, as it were. On yes. Twitter, you can find myself at Robert MM Cass, and also Cass1973 on the Instagrams. And don't forget, you can get all your show needs at www.romanpodcast.com. You can see the networks we're on, EMC Podcast Network and the Tangible Network. And also, you can check out our Amazon widget. If you're shopping on Amazon, stop by our webpage, click on the banner, and one extra click, and we get a little bit of kiss from Amazon for saying, hey, thanks for sending us your listeners. And also, don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send them to Roman, you can send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Roman. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me, being a happily married man with a little baby in the house. You can send them to the same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, care of Rob, and I will happily peruse your tasteful nudes. And yes, I will definitely not taste. I won't look at the tasty ones. No.
Okay. The difference between tasty and tasteful.
Yes.
Tasteful, it's like, oh, that's very classy.
Yeah, like a painting. Like if you're going to see nudes at the Louvre in Paris, it's like,
That's right. So the Louvre, you send that to Rob.
Yes.
The Louvre, you send that to Roman.
Yes. The ones you find at the back of a Hustler magazine.
I'm talking about the stuff that you hope would get up to Hustler magazine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What is that, like jugs?
Jugs or Biggins from Married with Children.
Yeah, that's right.
And other than that, don't forget our review reach round. If you are so inclined and you want to give Rob or Rob a review reach round, go to iTunes and leave us a star rating and review. And also, you can do the same thing at Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you're listening to this podcast. There's always a like or a favorite or a something button. Whenever you hit that subscribe or like or star rating, it just promotes the show and gets us out there. It gets us exposed to more people. So that's the review reach around.
Five star penis magnet reach around.
Penis magnet reach around. Awesome. So unless there's anything else,
I'll just say we got our listenership is growing by leaps and bounds. It's pretty crazy. We appreciate everybody listening.
Yes.
If you're new to the show, it's your first time listening, you can listen to our back catalog. We've got all kinds of stuff that I think you might find hilarious. But also tell a friend, tell other people.
Yeah.
That if you think we're funny and entertaining, and when you need to hear somebody drone on when you're doing stuff, that's us.
That's us.
So so go ahead, keep telling people about us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and we try to stay non-political and whatnot, and it's like, we just like to, I'd like to give you a little half hour, 40 minutes once a week there. To give your head a break from all that outside stuff and really, really listen about magnets and penises and hold ups and all sorts of stuff, or why not. Awesome. So until next week, I am Robert Cast,
and I'm your host Roman LeBeau,
and we'll see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where'd all these donuts come from? Are these imported donuts? Are these Canadian made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
That's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Holes. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are two-thirds of the Grolics podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud.
Hi.
That was the other third of the Grolics podcast.
From afar. Because she's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolix Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guys that created Doctor Who. Canadian.
U.S.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.